Well, good evening, everybody. This is David Litt calling in from Colorado. Thanks so much for joining us here this evening, investing your most valuable asset, which is your time. Appreciate you being online tonight. We're going to be talking about a fun subject, how to host and promote events. We're going to be talking about the purpose of your event, the timing of the event concept, creating urgency before your event, during your event, how to set it up for success, and then after your event, how to follow up with the people who came to the event and making sure that you're asking the right questions and saying the right things so that they can join your business as either a customer or a distributor. But before we do that, I'd like to make a couple of announcements. We've got, of course, our gift card marketing system in full swing, more and more people using that gift card marketing system. That's a big part of what we're going to be talking about tonight in regards to the events. These gift cards are very versatile and can be used for a lot of different purposes. We've got new catalogs. Another thing that will be important if you're holding events is to make sure that you've got a handful of catalogs. Depending upon whether your event is a home party or whether it's a bigger type of event, you're going to want to make sure that you've got some product catalogs so people can see all of the products right there so they can make a decision. And then we have new enrollment pack and auto ship pack sell sheets. So if you're looking to enroll somebody into the business, most people will be enrolling with a bronze, silver, or gold pack. The enrollment pack sell sheet explains the value and what's the contents in each of those packs. And then the auto ship pack is what most people will be joining with after they enroll, is every month getting on auto ship with one of our high value packs that includes either 5 or 10 gift cards. So utilize those sheets, download those sheets, and also make sure that you've got gift cards and catalogs as you need them to promote your business. One of the people who's promoting gift cards is a brand new distributor, Janet Lothian. Janet is from Delray Beach, Florida, so congratulations to her. One of her gift cards was redeemed and then randomly chosen. And if you want to win 20 free gift cards, that's $1,000 in retail value, $200 in wholesale value. All you got to do is buy some gift cards, hand out those gift cards, have your prospects redeem those gift cards, and be lucky enough to have your gift card and your prospect be chosen randomly, and you could win those free gift cards. So good things happening all throughout the business. One of the things that's going to be happening throughout the summer are events. We've got several events tentatively scheduled for South Florida. I believe it's the third and or fourth week in June, so about a month from now. Dave Sandoval is going to be coming down to South Florida, over to the Boca, Fort Lauderdale, Delray area. There's been lots of success, especially in that area, with holding events, utilizing Dave as an important icon in our business and somebody who's a great communicator. And then also it looks like we're going to be having some events, I believe, in July in Chicago. And, if you're interested in hosting events, then listen closely to this information, and you'll have a better understanding of what it entails to participate in an event, to promote an event, and really to host an event as well. So let's talk first and foremost about the magic formula for events. And the magic formula is this. One-third of the value is what happens before the event. One-third of the value is what happens during the event. And one-third of the value is what happens after the event. So let me use an example, and then we'll get into some more details about the events itself. But let's use the example of Dave Sandoval coming down to Florida in a month. And let's say that I was in South Florida and was one of the people who wanted to promote that event. How could one-third of the value of that event be before the event even happens? Well, the way that it could be structured that way is if I've been in the business a little while and I've already been talking to folks, or if I'm brand new in the business and I've not been talking to folks, I'm going to start talking about this event that the owner of the company, famous author, world-renowned nutritionist, radio talk show host, is going to be coming down in less than a month. Now, I know you're going to want to be there, Mr. and Mrs. Prospect, but more importantly, imagine if you had a full row of people that were also there at this event. This is a free event, and he's only going to be speaking one night only in this town. Imagine if you had a full row of people there, and they saw and heard what you saw and heard and what I've already seen and heard, which is Dave's an amazing anti-aging nutritionist and somebody who really knows what he's talking about. Imagine if you had that full row of people there, and they were all motivated to be customers or distributors. You could sign up on the spot, and you could be in profit. Your business could be in profit right then and there. So with a month to go prior to the event, I would hand somebody a gift card, and I would get them excited about the product and the process and not use the event as a delay, because that sometimes can happen, is that you can actually lose momentum in your business if you're promoting an event a month out and you're not using that event to create activity today. So it would be a mistake if I was in South Florida and I was asking somebody to come to an event a month from now. That's the wrong strategy. The right strategy is to say, there's an event a month from now, and I want you to check out this product. I want you to hear some of these audios in these email messages that Dave Sandoval will be saying. I'd like you to check out this DVD or read this book right now. And let's see if we can get you excited enough that you can get a row of people to that event. So that's how you utilize an event and create one-third of the value even before the event happens, which is to create recruiting excitement and momentum prior to the event, because the purpose of the event is to forward momentum that's already happening, not to create momentum. You want to forward momentum that's already happening, not create momentum. And what you're going to find is in the future that Dave is going to be showing up in places that already has momentum, that already has people recruiting, handing out gift cards, trying product, getting new customers, getting new distributors, because those are the people that are going to energize the room. It's the new people in the business who have not met Dave, seen Dave in person, that are going to be in the front row, that are going to be the most excited, and are going to be the most likely to invite other people to the event. So we're going to be focused on areas where there is excitement and energy. One-third of the value is what happens during the event. So making sure that the event is well executed, making sure that all of the roles that are necessary to have a successful event are filled, and that everyone is clear on the purpose of the event and what we're trying to do and how long it's supposed to last and what's going to happen, even to the point of, you know, who's going to hang around after the event. All of that needs to be spelled out, and, you know, we're looking for success by design, because most events have a lot of moving parts. And then one-third of the value is what happens after the event, making sure that the follow-up and follow-through is such that there is excitement, that there are enrollments happening, and that the local group, even if Dave's not going to be back for several months, still has a game plan and something specific that's going to keep that group motivated and energized. So let's walk through, and these are for more, I would call them regional events or larger events. Obviously, creating a local weekly meeting has some of the same dynamics, and we'll talk a little bit about that toward the end of the call. But an event could be, you know, almost anything. An event could be a conference call on Thursday nights as well. And if you're a really good promoter, that you could treat a Thursday night call as a big event, and interesting things can happen for your business. But for now, let's talk about South Florida, and let's talk about next month and Dave Sandoval coming in. So before the event, we're trying to create a sense of urgency. And the way that we create a sense of urgency is to make something important and timely. Now, that's one of the things that's great about an event, is that it's oftentimes timely because Dave Sandoval is not down in South Florida on a regular basis. So, hey, this is a one-night only or a one weekend only or only a few chances we can see Dave, and then he may not be back for 3 to 6 months. So he, you know, it's very timely. And why is it important? Well, he's an amazing educator, an amazing communicator. He's a radio show host. He's a well-known personality in the world of whole foods, living foods, and nutrition, and you need to hear this guy. And so if you can make it important and timely in the mind of the prospect, then it feels scarce, that it happens infrequently, and it's only for special people. So even though that our event will be free, we want to make it sound like that, you know, you're looking for a handful of people that are excited or motivated or interested in health, and that's why I called you, is because I'm looking for somebody who, you know, is interested. And this company is on the move. This company is growing. This is a hot market. And the founder and owner of the company is giving a presentation right here in town, one night only, for free. So I'm not a big believer in scripts per se, but we'll put out this promoting and hosting event sheet, dress it up a little bit here over the next week or so, and we'll also have a flyer and invitation, which will be a first draft, a first version, and we'll see how it works and what things we need to improve on or change or whatever. But we'll have a template so that if you want to download it and modify it, that you can have an event in your town that also you know, utilizes this event flyer. So having some promotional materials, having some promotional emails that get some energy and excitement happening, those are all good. But to me, I'm more of a phone person, and so I think there's nothing better than picking up the phone and saying, hey, I thought of you. Just the professional networking opportunity alone will be worth your time, because there's going to be a lot of health professionals there, a lot of important people, a lot of great entrepreneurs, so you can meet somebody who's really exciting. So again, as we're a month out from the event, we want to recruit people, utilize our gift cards, create new distributors who are going to be creating rows and rows of guests. And as we get down to the last few days and there's not enough time to get product in somebody's hands prior to the event, then at the last minute you're going to invite a whole bunch of people to the event yourself to ask them if they'll show up. So you're always going to want to follow up with them 24 to 48 hours before the event. Again, way better by phone or by text than it is by email, but either way, you want to ping them and say, hey, you know, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night. And you don't want to bring up and reopen the conversation of, are you coming? They've already committed to coming. If they say, yeah, that sounds good, that sounds interesting, it's next Thursday night, sure, I'm free, I can do it. Well, then on Wednesday night or Tuesday night before, say, hey, looking forward to seeing you Thursday. Just that little email or just that little voicemail or that text is going to commit them further to being there. So let's say that you're part of creating the event. We have an event checklist, and so if you want to take some notes, you can, but we'll have this in writing here for you shortly. But during the event, you want to create a welcoming and purposeful environment. And the purpose is really the guest experience. So you want to imagine yourself as a guest, and one of the things that's important is picking a location that's convenient and having that date, time, and venue published way in advance. One of the biggest mistakes I see with events is people wait and wait and wait, and they think about the room, and they try to coordinate all the distributors, and they waste weeks and weeks and weeks. And then it's only 2-3 weeks before the event, and then finally the last second they pick a date and a time and a venue. So the sooner that you can pick your location and all of that, and then have your promotional materials, your emails, your flyers to help increase attendance, that all makes it for a better event. So then there's several roles at the event. Sometimes one person can take several roles depending on the size of the event, but a bigger event, you're going to want to have a different person in charge of each piece. And one thing is a registration table. You're going to have a person or people with name tags, a sign-in form, lots of inexpensive pens. Distributors should all wear name tags, And your list should include the guest name, phone number, email, and the person who invited them. And in my opinion, if you're a distributor and you're inviting guests, then I think it's your responsibility to bring gift cards, because that's a great hook to get somebody to an event is, oh my gosh, you can meet the owner of this company, the formulator, the author, and not only that, but I'll give you some free product if you come to the event. And then once you get there, if they're excited and they want to become a distributor, then you can say, hey, why don't you enroll, and I'll get you this product, you know, in addition to what you're getting as a distributor. So there's lots of different ways to utilize the gift cards to create additional value, because there's a $50 value in the pack that you're making available to them. As far as sound goes, you know, more often than not, you want music playing in the lobby, and, you know, something upbeat, non-offensive, and you want it playing early. You want it, you know, the music to start an hour or so before. AV, you know, need to know whether you're going to be using a computer, a projector, a screen, and making sure that, you know, the room is set up correctly. What you want to do is set your room. If you think you're going to have 50 people there, set up 30 to 40 chairs. It's better to pull out more chairs, have people all tightly sitting together versus having a sea of 150 chairs and 40 or 50 people show up. So a lot of people think, oh, I got to make sure I've got way more chairs than I think I'm going to have people. If you ever have a standing room only event, that's exciting. you know, that's what you want. You don't want people to be uncomfortable, but you want it to feel like there's energy. As far as stage and lighting and handouts and all those sorts of things, I think bottom line is you want to have some ushers help people to the seats. You want to have a host who's going to be introducing people. You want to have some product and a product display in the back. And you want to have a presenter and some testimonials that will help to carry the presentation. And then importantly, if possible, what is the next event, the date, the time, the venue, so that if it's announced during the presentation, then people know what they can do and that promotional process can start right away. So from setup to breakdown and even recap, we've got the parts and pieces of what it takes to have a successful event. And every event is different, but really the key to it is the presentation, and you want the presentation to be relatively short. Relatively short, like, you know, 45 minutes or so, having 10, 15 minutes of testimonials if possible, and then to have some time for questions and answers or interaction either formally from stage or informally after the meeting so that people aren't exhausted. If the presentation is too long, if the presentation wanders, is not purposeful, if the presentation doesn't cover the product and the compensation plan and the system and all the parts and pieces, then you're going to have people that are either tired or confused, and they're not going to have the information they need to make a decision. If you're not clear about how to do a presentation, join us every Thursday night, and we share, you know, a 25-minute version of the entire top-to-bottom presentation that could be expanded for a, you know, an event. And we will have a PowerPoint that will also be coming out in the next few weeks to help people down in Florida with the presentation, and also those also around the country that want to have their own events with or without Dave, so that you can present the business. So you've got, you know, created a sense of urgency, created some excitement, even enrolled some people prior to the event, got a whole bunch of people at the event, and now you've made a great presentation. People are excited. They heard good testimonials. They know what the business is about, how they're going to make money, even you know, where they can get training so that they can get some support. And then after the event, not all of your prospects will enroll as customers or distributors. Hopefully all of your customers or all of your prospects will be very interested. If you've picked the right people and done the right presentation, then most people will be very close to saying yes. So if you need to take somebody from 0 to 100, the invitation that gets them to the event should get them to about 20. by your explanation of who Dave Sandoval is and what's going to happen at this meeting and all of your excitement and energy about being involved in Purium, the presentation should take them from 20 to 80, maybe to 100, but more than likely to 80, and that after the meeting, as you're chatting with them and talking to them and introducing them to other people, or even after the meeting like the next day or 2 or 3 days later, that it's your follow-up and professionalism, your ability to answer questions, handle objections, and share with them how simple and fun and easy the business is, how great the products are, that's going to get them from 80 to 100. So you don't want people just kind of wandering away. You know, find out what it is that they have questions about. If they need to try the product, then give them a gift card. If they want to think about it, make sure they have an enrollment sheet and an auto, enrollment pack sheet and an auto ship sheet, and they have your web address, and that you're going to follow up with them at a specific time and place in a specific way. I'll call you in 2 days. Does that work for you? Or how long do you need to make the decision? And let me, fill in any questions and make sure you get your questions answered. Or let me put you on the phone with somebody who's been more successful than me. Or, let me get 5 minutes of time with Dave Sandoval. Let me pull him aside and let's see if we can get that question answered for you. So that personal attention, that focus on your guests really makes all the difference in the world. So hopefully you've invited enough people and enough people have confirmed and showed up that you're actually going to be hustling a little bit and juggling a little bit because you have 2 or 3 or 4 guests or 2 or 3 or 4 couples that are there with you. And so, you can pull them together as a team or talk to them each individually or introduce one to somebody else and while you're talking to another. But don't let anybody walk out the door without you being clear as to, what they know, what they don't know, what they need to hear, and that you're clear on what it is that it takes to be a distributor and why they want to be a distributor. So, those are a lot of the moving parts of an event. Let me just share with you really the hierarchy of events and how you would launch a new market. Because a lot of you on the phone here or those listening in on the replay, you may be in a town or a city where there aren't hundreds of people or dozens of people, or you and your own group have not created the momentum to forward yet. So it all starts with you being first in your market is a huge advantage because it's being first and then there's everybody else. So, you as a builder, use that to your advantage. Hand out gift cards, create excitement, let people know how unique Purium is in this marketplace. It is a growing company, but it grows market by market by market. And if you're in a city where there's not a lot of folks, then you and your small team can create enough excitement and energy to ultimately have a local meeting. And there's two different ways to do a local meeting. You can either invite somebody like Dave in if you've got enough energy and excitement and momentum. Or, you may have a small informal training meeting on a regular basis, either in your home or in a little clubhouse or at a small hotel where you have 10 or 15 or 20 people every week and you're giving them new information and sharing information. The opportunity meetings usually come after you've created enough momentum and excitement that you have some testimonials that people are making decent money, that then suddenly they want to share that with other people, and you want other people to hear from some of the folks on your team. So to create an infrastructure for regular weekly meetings usually is dozens and dozens of committed people, and that's why we have our conference calls, is because if you're in a market that you haven't created that much momentum or don't have the inclination of creating regular meetings, then you can plug into our phone calls and that creates, the community that's necessary to keep people engaged in the business every week. And, as I said, some people will want to create kind of a weekly infrastructure. Other people would rather, do more of a once a quarter with a Dave Sandoval or maybe some local person, a local celebrity, a local chef, a local nutrition person that creates some reason why people will want to get together. Maybe it's a hike. Maybe it doesn't have to be a business meeting per se, but something that's just health and wellness oriented, that's Purium related. So find ways to create gatherings, create excitement, create events, create reasons why people want to come together or focus. And then, you know, the final phase is where your weekly meetings really focus mostly on recognition that, you know, you've got so much happening. You've got hundreds of people in your marketplace and dozens of people who are actively promoting that every week you're talking about who's advanced in rank and who's handed out the most cards. And, you know, so there's information being shared, but it's really almost a competitive environment in a positive way where people are succeeding so much that it's motivating to hear from other people. And then you bring in your outside speakers like Dave Sandoval that flow right into that, and that's when you really have magic, is when you're creating enough momentum and excitement and, you know, friendly competition that then the meetings themselves, especially the regional ones, create the friendly competition of, well, I'm going to invite five people this week. If I can invite five people this week, I'm going to invite 20 people when Dave comes into town. And that's when you start to get hundreds and hundreds of people in a meeting room. And when you create that, then people are there for the energy. They sign up not because of what's said on stage. They sign up because of what they see and what they feel. They see all these professional people, and hundreds of people can't be wrong. And that's when you start to really see an amazing level of momentum. So it takes a lot to get to that place. So, you know, if you're in a place that has dozens or hundreds of people already, then organize and utilize and promote the meeting infrastructure utilizing Dave Sandoval. And if you're brand new in a marketplace, then start from the beginning and use that as an advantage to say, hey, there's being first and there's everyone else. I'm one of the first people in this market. I'm looking for other folks to help work with me. Here's a gift card and try out this great product. So wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, use it to your advantage to promote. That's what good promoters do. So hopefully this information helped. As I said, we'll be creating a flyer as well as this information sheet that talks a little bit about how to promote and host events step by step. So thanks so much for joining us here this evening. And we will catch you Thursday night, two nights from now. That's another event. So if you've been handing out gift cards, you know, invite people onto the Thursday night call to hear the entire story, 25 minutes. They'll know what we do, how we do it, why we do it, and why they can make money doing it with us. That's our job. We're here to help. And thanks so much again for joining us tonight. And we will catch you Thursday night, 48 hours from now. Invite guests and new distributors, and we'll talk to you then. Thanks, everybody. Bye now.